This is Jim Newton with a word from the Word for you today. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. 1 John 3, verse 1. Hallelujah. Beloved, you and I are children of God, adopted by God that we may partake in the limitless inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus. Through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus, the shedding of His blood, by which we are redeemed and forgiven, we are judged righteous and blameless before God. Not only are we now reconciled to God, we have become His children. So then God fights for us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, Satan and his cohorts having been crushed underneath our feet. Not only that, God has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. He has literally conveyed us into the heavenly realms, into the kingdom of light, where we are now seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Friends, you are a heavenly citizen. Your place is at the right hand of the Majesty, seated with Christ. It's time that you began living conscious of this truth. You are not of this world, dear friend. Therefore, you should not be limited or bound by the vagaries of this world. It is true that you live in this earth, but you can literally begin to live as a citizen of heaven while here on earth. This means you can live in total victory, completely untroubled, unaffected by the economies and the socio-political events of this world. You can consciously activate the atmosphere of heaven around you while still here on earth. What does it mean to dwell in the atmosphere of heaven? First of all, as it is in heaven, so it becomes with you here on earth. No devil, no power, no evil is permitted to abide where you are, because they are crushed underneath your feet and you are far, far above them all. So now begin to picture yourself literally seated with Christ in heavenly realms, as it is written, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See yourself dwelling in the kingdom of light, where no evil, no darkness, and no form of death can be found, where there are no diseases, infirmities, where there is no shame, no reproach, no sorrow. Oh, hallelujah. In the heavenly realms, you abide in eternal joy. You revel, as it were, in the joy of the Lord. When you abide in the glory of heaven, you lack nothing. All the goodness of God abound unto you. For God has blessed you with riches and bounties unlimited in heaven and on earth. Oh, hallelujah. You can lay hold of all your treasures in Christ Jesus when you activate your heavenly status. When you abide in the atmosphere or glory of heaven, the Father keeps you in perfect peace, and you are established in God's righteousness. Oppression and terror are far from you. Now, how do you activate your heavenly citizenship? How can you literally begin to dwell in the glory of heaven? First, believe what the Word says about your heavenly citizenship. Search the scriptures and find the words that declare your citizenship and begin to confess them. For example, I am seated with Christ at the right hand of the Majesty in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and every name that may be named in this age or in that which is to come. God has delivered me from the power of darkness and he has translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. My mind is set on things that are above, not on things that are of this earth, because I am not of this world. I am a citizen of heaven. Now begin to visualize the beauty, the splendor of heaven, its goodness, its riches, its glory, its joy, its peace, and its limitless bounties. And when you successfully capture the picture of heaven in your mind's eye, you will begin to harvest of all the treasures that are bound to you. You will begin to lay hold of all the goodness that God has to offer. Glory be to God. Imagine, believe, receive, and you will have that which is available to you in heaven while here on earth. Glory be to God from eternity to eternity. Hallelujah.